Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be talking you through the concept of normalization. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB03, and I shall be opening that up. Now there is actually only one table in this, so if you're not that fussed about downloading this particular database, I'll understand. Now the table we've got is a table that lists songs, and if you remember from the last video we were discussing, I think, data types and tables in general, and the point of a table in Access is to list data. In the last video I think we were doing a shopping list, and in this video we're looking at songs. So we've got a table called Table Songs, and in it we list some songs, funny enough, and we've got the songs listed here. We're also listing a bit of extra information about the songs. We're listing the album that the song is from, and we're listing the artist who made the song. So typical kind of list, something you'd probably expect to see made up in Excel. All the information we need, everything's great, right? What's the problem? Well, actually everything isn't great. We do have a problem. And the problem we've got is that when we look at the songs, we can see that every single song is individual. They're all different, which is what you'd expect to see on the list. But when we go over to the albums and the artists, we've got a problem in that we're repeating data. So we're repeating the album Let It Be twice, we're repeating Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band twice, McCartney's repeated twice, and Lennon's repeated twice. And with databases, one of the main things you have to try and achieve with data modeling is to take all the data and try and get it so you absolutely minimize down repeating of data, not necessarily eliminate it, although that would be nice, but certainly minimize it down. And in this case we haven't done that because we've got we do have repeating data in this single table, so we would consider this table to be unnormalized or not normalized. I don't know what the correct expression is. Denormalized, maybe, who knows? If anyone knows that, put it in the comment section. Okay, so what are we doing? What's actually the problem with repeating data anyway? What's the big fuss about? Well, there's a couple of reasons, but for one, if you're repeating data, you're asking every time that somebody enters a record here, they have to write in the album. Now imagine they wanted to add the long and Winding Road, right, from Let It Be, and then they did something that I do quite a lot, and they made a spelling mistake and they spelt Let It Be wrong. They didn't notice. Well, if you were say you filled up your entire table of songs and you had, I don't know, 1,000 songs in there, and you wanted to run a query and see all the songs from Let It Be, it wouldn't return this result, assuming you spelt Let It Be correctly in the query. It would return, as it stands, only these two, and obviously anything else that's been spelt correctly. So that's one problem with repeating data, is that it's, you're already bringing in the possibility that the data is inaccurate. Another issue is, a few years ago, the Beatles, or the people who own the Beatles, the rights of the Beatles, released Let It Be Naked, which was, I think, the album Let It Be, but with a lot of the instrumentation stripped out. So if I decided that that was the preferred album, I don't really want Let It Be anymore because I didn't like all the instrumentation, I can't even pronounce it properly, instrumentation in the first place, what I would have to do is I would have to go through every single record, and any record that has Let It Be, I would have to update it to Let It Be Naked. And again, I mean, you could miss a record, it makes the process longer. So these are a couple of problems I've described with repeating data. At the moment we've got 6 records here, not the end of the world. When you start to get into data sets that have got thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of records, this stuff really does become an issue. So take it from me, you want to normalize your database. So how do we do that? Well, let's go back to the definition of a table. A table is something that stores lists of data. So what we're going to do, very simply, is we're going to create a list of albums and we're going to create a list of artists. So let's close table songs. And let's click on create and go table design. And we will say album ID auto number. So we're just going to create the album table now. Click in here and give it a primary key. And album name. And short text. And save that. Call it table albums. And go to data sheet view. And let's add a couple of albums. Well, we had Sergeant. I'm just going to call that. I'm going to give it the short name because I can't be bothered. Sergeant Peppers. And we also had Let It Be. Okay, so we've actually now made a list of our albums. So that's great. So let's save that. Close that. Now let's create another table and call it Artists. Artist ID. And call that one auto number and artist name and short text again. I'll make sure this artist ID is a primary key. Save it, table artists. Sure you're getting the idea. Press OK and drop it into data sheet view and just wait 1 second while I sort my mouse out. Okay, right, and let's drop some artists in there. So Lennon, McCartney, was that one? Star, I think. Okay, so we've got now three lists of data. We've got a list of our songs, a list of our artists, and a list of our albums. So the question is, how do we incorporate this so that it all makes sense? Because now we really are duplicating data because we've got albums here and we've got albums here. Well, this is what we do. We close that one up, we close that one up, and we drop songs into design view. And we delete album and artist. And we say album. Now instead of being text, we're going to change album to a number. And we're going to do the same for artist. Number. What we should actually do is this. Because the value we're going to store in table songs here is the album ID, which is this number here. And we use FK, which means foreign key. You don't need to worry about that too much just yet, but just rest assured that rather than store the name, we're just going to store the number. So for example, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is number one. So we'll put number one there. With a little help of my friend, number one, and then across the universe was Let It Be, which is two, two, and two. So the idea is, but by storing a number, this will always be the number for Sergeant Pepper's, and this number matches up here. So if I were to change one, for example, Let It Be, if I was to change this to Let It Be Naked, and I'll do this again a bit later to show you what I mean, this is actually nothing in table songs has changed. It still just relates it to number two. So it's kind of like a code lookup saying that you have to look up album number two in the album section to work out the album for Across the Universe. So you go to album, look up number two, and you get Let It Be Naked. And that's the idea. And so you're basically getting the best of both worlds, which is you're able to relate the data in a table, but you're also able to have separate entities, separate lists of data. So that's albums, and let's also look at artists. So we've got Lennon, McCartney, Star. So Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Lennon, McCartney, I think that was McCartney. Help for My Friends was Star. McCartney? Not even sure. Across the Universe? I don't remember. Oh, should we go for Lennon? Oh, Let It Be was McCartney, and that was... So that must be Lennon. That must have been Lennon as well. Across the Universe. I'm running with that. If it's wrong, sorry. You can stick that one in the comments section. Okay. So, this is how computers store data. We've broken down the table songs. We're storing the ID keys from the other table so that we have consistent data. And this is the kind of setup you should use. The one other thing you would need to do is go to Database Tools, go to Relationships, and now right-click Show Table, drop the three tables, and now we're actually going to relate these tables by putting table songs in the middle, clicking on table album from table albums and dragging it over to album ID FK, force referential integrity, create, and artist for artist. So what this means, what we've done now, is we've now said in table songs, if you create a record, and I'm just going to create a record called ABCD, and you want to add an album, there's no album number 3. So if I try and add album number 3 here, and let's also have a look at table artists, there's no number 4. And for example, I try and add number 4 artist. You cannot add or change a record because a related record is required. So what we've done is we've actually restricted the only values that can be entered in the album column are values that already exist here, which makes perfect sense. And the only values that can be entered in the artist column are values that already exist here. The number 4 doesn't exist, so what good would it be in this table anyway? And that's the idea of around enforcing referential integrity, which is what I'm trying to say. So that's normalization. I'm going to do one more thing which isn't related to normalization, but just for the sake of the next couple of videos, rather than us while discussing this data having to look at the number 1, I would like to actually change this so that I can see the actual album. So I'm going to use a lookup field. I'm going to give you a disclaimer. I wouldn't normally use lookup fields unless I was making a web database, but just because of the next couple of videos, it'd be much more useful for us to see Sgt. Pepper's than number 1. So we're going to drop this into design view, go to album ID, go to lookup. Display is combo box, row source type table query, and row source, didn't mean to click on that. I want the arrow, and we're going to choose table albums. Update, yeah. Okay, column count 2, and column widths 0 and 4. Okay, now if we go to datasheet view, now we actually see Sgt. Pepper's, and we're going to do the same thing with artists. Just click in here. We're going to change it to a combo box and choose artists, column count 2, 0, and 4. Yeah, update that even though there's nothing to be updated. Cool. Drop that into data sheet view. So now we've essentially actually recreated what we had originally, which was the original table we've had, but we've actually done so much more now. We've divided the entities down. We've now got a list of songs, a list of albums, and a list of artists. And just to prove my original point, if you open up table artists, or not artists, sorry, table albums, and look at Let It Be Naked, right? Let It Be Naked. If I change this back to just Let It Be, I'm changing one record in table albums, and when I go to table songs, it's changed every record here. And that's because, although we can see the name Let It Be, there's a hidden column, which is the ID, which is why this album ID, which relates to number 2. So we're using like sort of the concept of a lookup in another table. Yeah, that's how normalization works, breaking a table down into lists of data, relating them, and then you can use things like queries, or in this case, lookup fields, to sort of reconstitute the data into information, and you've achieved all your objectives. Okay, so thanks for watching this video, and I hope to see you in the next video.